I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. A number of runners and spectators were subject to leg amputation after the recent bombings at the Boston Marathon. But what happens to these people during their recovery? What patients can expect is they will have pain. Sometimes it's even pain in a phantom limb. The limb is no longer there, but it hurts. They need, of course, time to learn to use walkers and other assistive devices. They have to learn to get in and out of a wheelchair or a chair at all, or out of bed. They need practice transferring from bed to chair, wheelchair, and toilet, and they may be waiting for a little while for that prosthetic to be made. When returning home, there can be a flurry of feelings. You're literally grieving the loss of a part of your body. Anger, sadness, frustration, depression. Family and friends, as always, close, important relationships can really help with the recovery, not just from the standpoint of giving them the support they need to manage their new condition, but also get through their grief. Of course, discussing feelings is a good idea, and mental health counseling can and should be deployed. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew. My next report is tomorrow at 11:13.